ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the highest situation and position for a slave to have with his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is a position of contentment and happiness, not merely acceptance. Contentment and happiness with whatever his Rabb decrees for him. Contentment and happiness with whatever his Rabb decrees for him. That is what leads to qalbul mutma'inna, nafsul mutma'inna, a qalb and a nafs, a soul and a heart which has itminan, which is completely content, which is at peace, and which is pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And about this nafsul mutma'inna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, soul and qalb and heart and soul which is at peace, which is completely content with the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come out to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come out towards Allah. Radiyatam mardiyah. And Allah is pleased with you and you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come and enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come and be with the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be with my slaves and be in my Jannah. Now, the key therefore is to, as I said, not only accept, but to be pleased with the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rida bil qada. To be happy with, to be content with, to be pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. How do you reach that state? You reach that state by two things. Number one, by making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Every single thing. All of us are guilty of being ungrateful to Allah to some degree or the other. There will be some things, there's absolutely bound to be something in our life that we have not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, that we take for granted, that we assume it is our right. And even when we are faced with and when we are shown situations of other people who do not have that very basic thing which we have always taken for granted, which we don't even think about, which we don't even consider as worthy of being thankful to Allah for, because we, not that we say that in so many words, but we act as if that is the case. Even when that is shown to us, that look, here are the people who don't have what you have, we still don't turn around and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have. A classic example is, if you look at what is happening in Gaza today, those people there, they are deprived of almost everything that we, people who don't live there, that we have and we take for granted. We have safety and security, they don't. We have security for our lives, they don't. We have hospitals and medical aid if we need it, they don't. We have food, and so much food that our challenge is to eat less. Their challenge is to eat, period. We have schools, we have education facilities for our children. They are not even sure of their children's lives. We have children who are spoilt, who are dragged up like little animals. We don't even bother about bringing them up. And their children, they have to worry about their survival itself. I can go on ad infinitum, endlessly, about what we have and what those people don't have. The idea of reminding is not so that we feel sorry for them, but to feel sorry for ourselves, that Allah has given us all of this and yet we don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah forgive us, many of us groan and moan about what we don't have. People who don't have children will keep moaning, oh, I wish I had children. Why is Allah doing this to me? Why am I not getting a child? Why do I get a miscarriage after miscarriage? Why do I never get pregnant? La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. I mean, imagine if you were living in Gaza, the last thing in the world you would want to become is pregnant, because your child is probably going to get killed if it is born. I mean, seriously think about how ungrateful we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first way of reaching Rida bil Qada is to stop groaning and mourning, is to stop being ungrateful to Allah, to make sincere tawbah, and to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, why I am extremely sorry, I apologize, and I will never do this again. And may Allah forgive us. Many of us go in the line of being ungrateful to making statements which are actually kufr, where we are blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. We don't want to die in a state where we are minus iman because we were groaning and mourning about some silly, stupid thing of this world, which in any case you would have left behind. If you had 1,000 children, not a single one of them would come into your grave with you. So what is this groaning and mourning about? What will you do with those children? And if those 1,000 children are disobedient to Allah, and if you did not bring them up properly, and may Allah forgive us, we have got lots and lots of Muslims who do not bring up their children properly, those children will be a liability for you. Those children will be a source of azab for you in your qabr because you did not bring them up properly. So what is the point of this mourning and groaning? Now, therefore, and I'm just giving you one example, there are many such examples. You know, why am I not getting a job? Why am I not this? Why am I not that? We don't think about why I am and what I am for, because we take it for granted. We think it's our birthright that we should have this and have that, that it's our birthright to be born, you know, defect free and whatnot. And we have to, even though we see lots of people all around us who have what we like to consider as defects, but we have people who deal with those defects in a hugely encouraging and courageous way, where they are a source of inspiration for all those around them. So first and foremost, how do you reach a state of Rida bil Qada? By thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consciously for all that Allah has given us. Number one. Number two, we reach Rida bil Qada by accepting and understanding one thing, and which is that everything in this world that we have and everything that we are hankering for and we are running after is something that we will have to leave behind. There is not a single one of those things that is going to go with us. Every single thing will have to be left behind in this world. What will go with us is our amal. And so therefore, the second part is to understand this, that we have to leave everything behind, and then focus on that which we take with us, which we will take with us, which is our amal, which is how we live and how we work and how we walk and how we talk and what decisions we make. Those are the things that will go with us, not what we have. Possessions add cost, not value. And therefore, we run behind possessions. They all add cost. They do not add value. Not a single one of them. And therefore, it's very important for us to see what is it that we are doing, what kind of assets are we creating, which are truly assets. Assets are only assets if they are good to us, if they are good for us, and if they continue to earn for us when we leave this world. An asset that does not earn for us, and may Allah protect us, what we consider assets which will earn azab for us, those are not assets. Those are fuel for the hellfire. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that hellfire. So Rida bil Qada is to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to accept the decree of Allah and be content with it. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We say, I am all praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation that I might be in. Now the big secret is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests only until we pass the test. Now, once we pass the test and we have true contentment with what we have, then you find the test goes away. The pain goes away, the suffering goes away. We are content and happy with what we are. Now, I'm not saying this because we should not be ambitious. No, ambition is a different matter. Ambition is to want good and to want better. And ambition is not the same as chasing money. Ambition is something which is where we want good and better for us. And with the proviso that this ambition is for the akhirah. So what is for the akhirah is also good in the dunya, but it's definitely better in the akhirah, and therefore that is ambition. That's not the same as just chasing money or chasing whatever it is that we are chasing in this world. So Rida bil Qada is the level of acceptance and level of not just acceptance, of being pleased with the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I want to end with the famous hadith Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ana uridu anta turid. Allah said, I want and you want. And Allah said that if you are pleased and thankful and content with what I want for you, then I will give you contentment and I will save you from poverty. But if you are not content with what I have written for you, and if you want to chase behind what you want, then I will tire you out and exhaust you in that chase. And you will chase behind it like a wild animal chases its prey in the forest. And at the end of that chase, you will still get only what I want for you. You will still only get what I have written for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the reality of this in our hearts and our eyes so that we stop being discontented. We stop being discontented. We stop being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live and very, very, very gratefully and thankfully with what we have. And alhamdulillah, we continue to strive to get to become more and more beneficial for everyone around us. Many ways of being beneficial, and we look for them. And we try to do that. And we don't spend our time, even an instant of it, in being ungrateful to Allah, in being thankless to Allah, in saying words or speaking or thinking things which amount to ingratitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah said, wala in kafartum inna adhabi la shadeed. And He said, the one who is ungrateful to me, let him be warned that my punishment is severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His punishment for those who are ungrateful to Him. We ask Allah to save us from ingratitude, direct or indirect, direct or implied. We ask Allah to help us to be grateful to Him always. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you and never to be displeased, and to enable you and me to be always be grateful to Him for what He has given us, and to appreciate that and to always be thankful and to share that with others so that we live as centers of goodness for all those who are around us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.